This podcast is brought to you by the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. FAPSI is a part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Today we are here to talk to Mandy Gross about communications within FAPSI.
I'm Mandy Gross. I'm the Manager of Communication Services for the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. I'm responsible for communications, and that means communications within the Food and Ag Products Center, as well as providing communication services to our client. So one of the responsibilities that I have is to promote FAPSI. A lot of people don't know what we do here on Oklahoma State University campus, all the way to across Oklahoma. And so that has been a mission of ours for the last several years, is to educate and to promote FAPSI and what we do. My role as a communicator, I am responsible for developing news releases, feature articles, brochures, pamphlets, anything that can help us promote what FAPSI is. Social media is another area in which we are heavily involved. We have a Facebook page as well as a profile on LinkedIn. You can follow us on Twitter. And we also provide videos on our YouTube channel. We also provide a lot of our information on our website, which I am responsible in managing, as well as our free app, FAPC Connect. And so a lot of my job is managing the information that we send out and decide in what format to send that out in. We want to make sure that our information is getting to people and we educate people about what we do in all areas of communications. If someone is interested in starting a food or agricultural business, FAPSI is here to help. We offer a wide range of services, anywhere from developing logos to labels to websites to social media services, providing promotional materials. Whatever a client needs, we're here to help. We get a lot of questions of, how can you help me promote my business? The first question that we always ask them is, do you have a logo? And in fact, do you even have a company name yet? Because that's kind of the first starting point, is figuring out what their company name's going to be. And we also can provide help in making sure that whatever name that they decide on is not taken by another company within their area. We help them do a trademark search to make sure that that name is even available for them to use. And so that's kind of the beginning process that we go and help the clients with. Once they have a name, then we can help them with logos. We can help them with design services for their logo. If they already have a logo, we also can help with the review process, give them ideas on what we feel like could better their logo or their brand. So it's not just coming up with the ideas for them. We work with them, brainstorm, review, everything. So it is their logo. It's their idea. It's what they want. And then once we've got the logo and their brand developed, then we can move on and help them with their product. What do they want for their label? Do they have an idea? Do they have a packaging picked out? What are they going to use? A bottle? Are they going to use a bag? What are they wanting to do with that? And so then we can help them design a label that fits their needs and their product. And so we also do reviews of labels. So if they have a label already developed, they can provide that label to us, and we offer a review to tell them what is compliant and what's not compliant. We also have a course called Basic Training, where they can learn everything that they need from the very beginning of what they can do to get into the market. And that discussion also includes the difference between a logo and a label. So they get a better understanding before they even start the process by going through basic training to learn all the necessary items they need to start a business.
A big thank you goes out to Mandy Gross for joining us today. We love learning about her position and the communications department. For more information about our departments in FAPSI, check out our FAPC Connect app in the App Store or go to fapcconnect.com. You can also visit our website at fapc.biz. Thank you for listening, and be sure to come back for our next episode. You don't want to miss it.